boy the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R. Olas, now red great. Those were the days.
Telling you for the last time, get away from me. Get away from me.
Oh, it's just the administration that's causing all your problems. Where do you think your inflation comes from?
I know where my inflation comes from the gas that you give me. I ain't fighting. Neither one is doing a fight, and all I'm doing is talking. And all I'm saying is that I shouldn't be putting on this anniversary party, which I cannot afford.
And all I am saying is the reason you are uptight is because, A, your union's about to go on strike.
Hold it. I ain't uptight about that strike.
And, B, between the recession and inflation, this administration is taking you to the cleaners.
I'll get away.
You can't walk away from it. You've been pinching pennies for months. You got a one cigar a day, and you are scared stiff about that strike.
I ain't scared about that strike. I ain't scared about nothing.
You are too scared. You're scared the union's about to go on strike because of the high cost of living that this administration promised to bring down 6 years ago.
The only thing that scares me is the high cost of your appetite. You listen to your president, you know that he had the answer to inflation. The country's got to produce more goods. Then we got to have a little more unemployment. So when there's more goods to buy and less people who can afford to buy the goods, then the prices will come down.
That is the stupidest damn thing we've ever seen.
You watch your language. Don't be swearing in the house.
Oh, my gosh. What's the difference? What is the difference between this house and the White House?
What are you bringing up the White House for?
It's a fact, Arch. Nixon swore.
Listen, I'll say this for the man. He never swore in the house in front of his family. Only with the people working for him. Because they're Germans. You gotta swear at Germans.
Of a small mind.
Ah, shut the hell up.
See, you can keep defending the guy. I mean, he had to resign because he lied about the cover-up.
He did not lie. He forgot to tell the truth.
That's a big difference, huh?
You get away from me. But as long as you're still with me, let me tell you something else. There's a lot of presidents done a lot worse than President Nixon.
Like who?
Well, like a lot of them. Like, for instance, the guy that went into the Capitol and under the dome and was selling the teapots on the side.
You mean Harding?
That's right. Alexander E. Harding. And nobody said a word to him because in them days, people have respect for what do you call your executive's privileges.
Try to get in a good mood for this party.
Well, never mind my mood, little girl. Just keep hanging your steamers over there. You're the one that got me into this whole expensive party here. Made me go out and buy your mother an engagement ring after she went 26 years without one.
Did you get it?
Yeah, here it is, right here.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Well, it ought to be beautiful. It cost me $85.
Wow, looks like it costs more than that.
Well, listen, it's a $229 ring. Spike Waterman's old lady didn't need it anymore. She went on one of them screwball diets. All the fat come over her behind and went into her fingers.
Mike, will you please help me over here?
Yeah, sure.
Daddy, you really think you're going on strike, huh?
I don't know. Some of them young hotheads down the plant get their way. I don't know what these guys want. They're asking for staggered work shifts, lounges with pictures on the wall and books. They want to turn a factory into a house of pleasure. They don't want to work. They're a bunch of babies.
Daddy, people should be treated with respect.
Listen, little girl, respect is for the dead. The living need dough.
Sometimes you gotta strike.
Don't be telling me what I gotta do. I'm an old trade union man long before you was born. Let me tell you, there's a right way to strike and a wrong way to strike. And the right way to strike is don't strike.
What?
That's the way it is. You gotta threaten a strike. You see, you gotta play the rules of the bargaining game. Now, you ask the bosses for more than you know they're willing to give you. Then the bosses come back and they offer you less than they know you're willing to take. And you meet someplace in the middle and you compromise each other. And as for you... What is that?
It's a party favor. Now watch. I pull the trigger and it goes pop. I mean bang.
Ding bang.
Oh, thanks, Mike. Oh, my. The decorations look beautiful, Gordon.
Thanks, Mike. Hello? Oh, yes, he's here. May I tell him what's calling, please?
Oh, get on the floor, little girl.
Just a minute. It's a Mr. Ted Bartlett.
Ted Bartlett? That's the president of my union. Give me the phone. Give me the phone. Get out of here. Yeah. Hey, Bartlett speaking, yeah? Yes, Mr. Bartlett. How are you? Now, get out of there, Stretch Cunningham. I know your voice.
I hope that ain't bad news.
You're really worried about a strike, aren't you, Mom?
Oh, yeah, and I hope it don't happen. Still, I don't know how we'll manage if Archie don't get more money. I can't figure it out, Gloria. 20 years ago, Archie was earning a lot less than we was eating, a lot more. And then I always had something left over to put in the savings bank. Now there ain't hardly nothing left in there, and I got nothing to put in. I don't know how long the bank can afford to go on like this.
Oh, whoop-de-doo. Hey, everybody, good news, Edith. Bring my beer. Whoop-de-doo, whoop-de-doo. Edith, you know who that was on the phone?
Should I guess?
No, sit down. Stretch Cunningham, he's calling me about the strike. He was using the executive's toilet at work.
Walter, tell you went to the toilet?
The executive toilet, meathead. See, he was up in the office part of the plant, so he figured, well, as long as he was up there, why not?
Why not what?
Well, why not see how the other half lives? So he was sitting in there, and all of a sudden, in comes Jim Sanders, the personnel manager, and the big boss, old man Pendergast himself.
Oh, my, I hope Stretch didn't get caught in there.
No, they didn't even see him. See, he picked his feet up. He heard Sanders say to Pendergast, Mr. Pendergast, you think there's going to be a strike? And Pendergast said to Sanders, no, there ain't going to be no strike because we can't afford no strike.
Terrific news! Gee, I just hope it's true.
Certainly it's true. Men never lie in toilets. In toilets, everything is on me, yo.
Party?
Sure, I'm glad now that there's something to celebrate. In fact, Edith, you know, I think I'm going to run down the corner and buy myself some more cigars. You want to come meet here? We can finish the fight.
Yeah, all right.
Michael, will you please stay here and help me finish with the decorations? Everybody will be here in about half hour.
That's why I'm leaving you, Gloria. You're going to do it much better without me.
There ain't going to be no strike. There ain't going to be no strike, no strike, because there ain't going to be no strike.
Maybe your father will get a good night's sleep.
Oh, hasn't Daddy been sleeping, Mom?
Oh, no. I can always tell when he's sleeping because he snores like this. What's he doing when he's not sleeping?
He don't snore.
Oh, I get it. That's probably Louise. She's making a cake for the party.
Is this the Bunker's residence?
Yeah.
Telegram.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my, look, a telegram.
Go ahead, Ma, open it.
Oh, no, it says Bunker. It might be for your father.
Ma, your name's Bunker, too. It's probably a happy anniversary wire. Come on, open it.
Oh, all right, if you say so. I'll just read my hand. I shouldn't have opened it.
Why not?
It's from your father's union. He's got to go on strike on Monday.
That's not what Daddy just said.
I know, but he was wrong, Gloria. Men do tell lies in Turlix.
Up all my cares and woe, here I go, singing low, bye, bye, Blackbird, where somebody waits for me, sugar sweet, so is he, bye, bye.
Ma, you can't stay in the kitchen all night.
Gloria, I wonder what's keeping Mike and Archie.
Oh, they probably just stopped off at Kelsey's for a beer and the rest of their argument.
Gloria, maybe I was wrong. Maybe I better show Archie the telegram when he gets back.
No, Ma, your first instinct was right.
You mean, if I tell him about the strike, it'll spoil the party?
I mean, if you tell him about the strike, there won't be any party. Oh. Ma, come on. Let's have a good time, okay?
Come on, Louise. Okay. I make my bed. I light the light. I'll arrive late tonight. Blackbird, bye bye. When a
punk. Oh, Ma, don't look like that. You got a cherub? If Daddy comes home and sees you looking like this, he'll suspect something. Smile.
I'll try.
You can't tell her.
Don't tell me what I can't do. I never got stuck in a door in my life until my daughter married you. Don't ever come through a doorway with me again.
Arch, wait a second, wait a second. What if we hadn't run into Dutch Krieger, huh? And what if Dutch Krieger hadn't told us that the strike was on?
And what if your grandmother had wheels? Then she'd be a bike and you could pet her right from here.
Think about those other people in there. You invited them over just so you could give Mom a ring.
I can't give her no $229 ring with a strike coming on.
All right. Go ahead. Go in there and tell her. Ruin the few happy hours that she might be having. Spoil the whole party. That should make you feel real good.
Leave me alone, will you? Just you leave me alone. She's in there all smiles. You're right, Meathead. How am I going to go out there and throw cold water in that happy face that don't know nothing? All right, come on with me. And try to look cheerful yourself, will you? Look like one of the pallbearers at a funeral. Wait. Let me go through the door first, please.
See you, Arch.
You hiding, Mr. Bunker?
You stay away from me, too.
Hey, Edith.
Oh, Archie, you're back.
Yeah, you having a good time, huh, Edith?
Yeah,
is he that? What the hell is that?
I mean,
don't tell me what to do.
Archie, you missed a beautiful song. I mean, do Blackbird again.
Oh, wait a minute, Irene. Oh, never mind the Blackbirds. Play something white. blame.
We're in the money. You know, we're in the money. We're in the money. No, no, wait a minute. No, don't play that. That's no good.
No, play something that goes with either, dear. Play, you know, what is that? Ain't she sweet? You remember that one?
Ain't she sweet? See you walking down the street. I ask you very confidentially.
You having a good time, ain't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, sweet. Ain't she nice? Look over once or twice.
Don't sing, just have fun.
I want to wish you a happy anniversary, Edith.
Thank you, Mr. Munson.
26 years with Archie. You sure did some woman a big favor.
Oh, thank you. Gloria, what woman did he need? Ma, I think we need some more sandwiches.
Oh, yes.
George, don't just stand here like a stick. Mingle around. Talk with people.
Why should I talk to them? I don't even feel like talking to you.
Hey, Edith, I got something to tell you.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Edith, I got something to tell you.
Oh, that's so.
You can stand still. It's like talking to a moth. Well, it's just, Edith, are you having a good time?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. Are you?
Yeah, look at me.
That's nice. Well, I better put these sandwiches in there.
Yeah, put the sandwiches in there, Edith. Have fun.
Yeah. Oh, Mike, would you pass these sandwiches around?
No, that's like asking the elephant to pass the peanuts.
Just don't be rooting under the pile. Can't you take what's on top? Can't you be indelicate for a change? Irene, play another song, huh?
Okay, but what are you going to cut the anniversary?
All right, all in due time, in due time. You know, like the good book says, patience is a virgin.
Oh, thank you,
Archie. Hey, Bunk.
How come you giving this party? You about to go on strike?
Oh, dummy up on that strike stuff, huh, Jefferson? Who said anything about going on strike here?
Oh, not me.
Yeah, there ain't gonna be no strike. Listen, the bosses can't get along without us, so they know they gotta divvy up with us.
See, that's the trouble with you people. You always think.
Who are you calling you people? You people are you people.
I'm talking about your unions asking for higher wages. It's bad for the country.
Hey, now, if it's bad for the country, how come you raise the prices on the cleaning store?
He done that?
He did on the white clothes.
That figures, Jefferson.
You know something, Lionel? You're the reason we never had a second child.
Glad you don't have to go out on strike.
Yeah.
Because I won't be able to let you drive the cab for a while.
Huh?
You mean Archie can't moonlight no more?
That's right, Edith. Nothing personal, Arch, but I'm going to have to drive the swing shift myself. Things being what they are, I got to get every sign I can lay my hands on.
Gee, that's an awful kick in the head, Munson.
Oh, sorry, Archie, but it could be a lot worse. You could be out on strike and you wouldn't get your raise. Isn't that right, Edith?
Oh, right.
No hard feelings, Arch.
Oh, no, Munson, why don't you go over there and sing?
Archie.
Oh, forget about that. I don't care if I don't drive his cab. I'll have more time to myself, Edith. I'll be able to perfect my bowling.
Archie, there's something I gotta tell you.
No. Save it, Edith. There's something much more important I gotta do right now. Ollie is over here. Ollie is now. Hey, hold it down. Just for two or three instances over here. I got a little announcement I gotta announce now. As you all know, Edith and me are married 26 years today. Do you have to be eating during this? But 27 years ago, Edith and me got engaged to be married, right, Edith?
Right.
Yeah. You know, when a guy asks a girl to get married, that's the highest compliment he can pay.
Then it's usually the last one, too.
And But don't help me there, Mrs. J, huh? Well, when I asked Edith to marry me, I didn't have the money to afford an engagement ring. But I said to her, one day, and as you know, Edith, I always keep my promises, see? So now, this here is the day, and here we are.
Oh,
now, hold out the finger, Edith. Put it right on there. There. Now, ain't that nice?
Oh, Archie.
Right, don't worry, but hey, tears of happiness, folks. Tears of happiness. The woman's delirious. Made you happy, have you?
Archie, that's the nicest thing you ever done for me.
I know, Daddy.
It's a beautiful ring.
Oh, it ought to be. That's a whole quarter of a carat there. Oh, you don't have to cry no more. You can start feeling better now. Hey, you want to kiss me again?
No! What are you crying about the ring?
So what are you crying causing?
This.
Now, where did you get that?
It came while you was out. You better read it.
I don't have to read it, Edith. I know what's in there.
You know? Well, then how come you was having such a good time?
I done all that because of you, Edith, and you knew all the time. I was out there all night long killing myself being happy. Why did you put me through that?
I'm sorry, Archie. I don't mind if you want to take this back now.
Oh, no, Edith. Come on, will you? Here, that's your ring there. Edith, you keep that. That's yours. That's yours. Anyway, what would I get for it?
Daddy?
Yeah, fine, fine. I suppose she knows all about this. I suppose everybody out there knows
about it. No, just Mike and Gloria.
When are you coming out? Everybody's waiting for you to cut the cake.
And we'll be right there, Gloria.
Okay.
Come on, let's go back to the party, Archie. It'll make us both feel better.
Wait a minute, Edith. I gotta tell you something. What with this strike coming on and all the inflation cost of living? I mean, things could get very tough.
I know, Archie. But we'll make out all right. We always have. There ain't nothing to be afraid of. Remember what President Roosevelt said.
What did he say?
He said there ain't nothing to fear but fear itself.
Oh, yeah. But he was working when he said it.
Be sure to join us next week and see what happens to the Bunker family when Archie goes on strike.
Oh, gee, they give me the biggest sign of all to carry, a big 4x8 with a barn door at the top that said unfair. Look at this.
Oh, how'd you get that spot?
A kid threw a tangerine.
Was recorded on tape before a live audience.